Amen. The baby said, Jesus is worthy to be praised. Amen. Do any of us feel like that today? Let me ask the question again. Does anyone feel like Jesus is worthy to be praised? Amen. If you want to make a father feel good, show him that you appreciate him. Huh? And then sing him a little bit of praise. When your children say that they love you and they don't mind sharing that with you, that makes you feel good. And if you don't think God feels the same way, well, let me tell you, he feels good when you give him just a little bit of praise, because that's how you tell him you appreciate him. So give God some praise this morning. Amen. For surely he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Amen. Prayerfully, you didn't get ties and socks. And you got something a little bit different. Amen. 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 Those sock drawers are overflowing. Those tie racks are they're running out of hooks. Amen. Amen. So give us something a little bit different. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come to you this morning and say thank you. We're so thankful, Master, for your presence here today. Today is Father's Day. There is no greater Father than you. So we come this morning and say thank you, Father, for coming to share with us, to be with us, to commune with us, to share your thoughts with us. And we pray that while we're here, we glean enough from you, so much that it will make us better and make us stronger for the kingdom of God. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let our hearts say amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn 409. Thank you. Amen. And give those babies another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. They're singing today. Amen. Amen. For the Bible tells me so. Amen. I wish they would have taught me that version when I was a little kid. Our version was a little bit different. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father God, we come to you this morning, Master, knowing that thou art God, and besides you, there is no other. You are the one and true God, the one who loves unconditionally, the one who looks past all of our faults, all of our shortcomings, all of our sins, and still yet love us. We come to you this morning, Master, knowing that there are so many prayers that are needed today. Master, I can't number them. No one here can number them. But you know about them all. Some need prayer, Master, in reference to their homes, and some need prayers in reference to their jobs. Some need prayers in reference to issues in their bodies. And some may even need prayer in reference to issues of their mind. And some need prayer, Master, in reference to issues of their soul. But, Master, whatever the prayer is, we know that you know all about it. And we ask now, Master, that with your superpower, with your infinite wisdom, your infinite knowledge, Master, and your unlimited power, we ask now that you answer those prayers that are spoken and unspoken today. For we know that you can do this because you are the God who knows everything, and nothing is made or created or exists without your knowledge. So we come today to say thank you because you are just that good of a God. How awesome are you? Master, we come say thank you because even when we can't find the words to speak, Master, you speak for us. So we come this morning to say thank you, Master, because when we're weak and we need help, you are there. Master, when things seem to be beyond what we can do, you are there. Master, when we need to climb the hills of life, you are there. So we come this morning to say thank you, God, for being just who you are. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. We now ask that the officer come for the purpose of tithing and offering.
Yeah.
Our Master, we come to you to say thank you now for what has been given here today. And we pray, Master, that we use it to uplift your kingdom. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. And let every heart say amen.
Glorify your name.
on, let's give our children. Let's show them some love. Amen. And they've done a magnificent job today. Amen. Very proud of them. Amen. Amen. You better tell them why they're in here. Amen. Because we're losing them fast. Because when they get out there, they're telling them that, although they don't mean it. And our children are falling prey. Amen. So when they're in here, you better tell them. If not, the world will. Amen. 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 I won't be before you long, for I know it is Father's Day. Yeah, I plan on taking my time. You know, when I say that, I really don't mean it. Amen. Well, I do mean that I won't be long. I'm not going to tell you what the Holy Ghost may do. Amen. Amen. But if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Verse 14 through verse 17. Amen. And it reads, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children of God, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." Amen. Just for a few moments, I'd like to take the subject, do you know who your father is? Let me say that again. Do you know who your father is? And once again, let me give you my proposition here. If you don't take anything else from this message, take this. The best way to honor your father is to resemble the best of him. Let me say that one more time. The best way to honor your father is to resemble the best of him. My friends, if I was in a different setting or in a different situation, I would have to apologize for the question that is yet the title of this sermon, because it would be considered to be insensitive. It will speak to the lack of fathers being present, because I will be dealing with the earthly father. But I'm not speaking about our earthly fathers today. I'm speaking about our heavenly father. You know, for as the saints of God, we must be aware of who our father is. And when I say who our father is, I'm speaking about who we are following. Because we have to realize that our other adversary can become our father. Lord, have mercy. If we fall prey to his tricks, if we fall prey to the things that he do, we become his children. And we have to realize that he don't always do things in such a grand stand manner which catches our attention. Sometimes his delivery is very subtle. And so we must be aware of who we are following. We must understand who our father is in our life. The mystical thing about following an earthly father or a spiritual father, eventually you begin to look like them. Let me say that again. For those of us who think we can straddle the fence, and because we can't straddle the fence, the Bible says that you would love one and hate the other. You can't serve both masters. The Bible even says that if you serve them both, God will be so upset with you, he will spew you out of
the body, which means he'll throw you out of the body. So we must understand that we must realize who we are following. And like I said, it's a mystical thing, because if you follow them long enough, you start looking like them. Y'all ever heard somebody say, boy, you act and look just like your daddy? Huh? They told me that before. Boy, you look just like your daddy. And then some people say, I look just like Charles Barkley, but I'm quite sure that Charles Barkley is not my daddy. I look just like E.L. Jackson. Amen. But we have to realize that when we are following a certain way of life, when we are following either Christianity or something else, we begin to look like that which we follow. And let me say this to you, Christianity is not just a book or a story. It is a way of life. And if you are a Christian, people shouldn't have to ask you, are you a Christian? They should be able to look at you and say, I know who your dad is. They shouldn't have to ask you, do you go to church? They shouldn't have to ask you, do you believe? They should be able to look at you and see that you are a child of God. Even Jesus had to explain this to the Pharisees. He finds himself in John chapter 8 having a discussion with them, trying to get them to realize, although they are claiming God, they are not resembling God. They don't look like they are his followers. And we know that this was a heated discussion between them, because Jesus opened up the 34th statement by saying, verily, verily. And if you know anything about the Bible, anytime you see verily, verily, that means Jesus is about to say something profound. He's about to make a strong statement. He's about to make a statement that's a declaration. And when he opens his mouth, he tells them in verse 44, he said, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of his works of your father you will do. Although they were saying that they are followers of Abraham and seeds of Abraham, he was trying to get them to understand it's not about the letter of the law, it's about the spirit of the law. My brothers and sisters, you can come to church and know all the Bible verses you want. You can quote them left and right. You can quote them on spot. But if you can't live those Bible verses, then it does you no good. The Pharisees, they know scripture, but they couldn't live it. They didn't understand there was a spiritual side of the word that you must tap into. And the only way you can tap into it, you must have a relationship with the Father. I'm glad I have a relationship with him. I was once one of those who knew the scripture but didn't understand the scripture. I was one of those who knew the scripture but I couldn't live it. But I thank God for him allowing me the opportunity to grow and to live now out the word of God. Let me share with you. Many of us think that we were born into it. We're not born into it. The Bible says that we were born into sin. And we are born out of sin. And we're shaped in iniquity. The only one who was born into the family of God is Jesus Christ, because Jesus was born without sin. He lived without sin. He committed no sin. Jesus is the only one who had the birthright. The only way that we get the birthright is through adoption. And the only way that we can be accepted through the adoption is we must have true faith. Once we have true faith, then it justifies us and gives us immediate access to God. My brothers and my sisters, who is your father? Where is your faith? Is what I'm really asking you. Is your faith in your job? Because if so, then your job is your father. Is your faith in your money? If so, then your money is your father. Is your faith in your family? Well, then your family is your father. Wherever you put your most emphasis, wherever you put the most importance that is your Father. And God today wants you to know he wants you to put him first. Above all things. I know people say, well, Reverend, what about my family? Your family falls under God. Not before God. Men, I know you probably like me. I'm a workaholic. I've been told I need to slow down. Don't think I ever will. My job can't be my God. It can't be more important to who God is. My aspirations in life can't be my God. I can't put them before God. Chase, you going off to play baseball, preferably you make the major leagues, but guess what? That can't be more important than your God. Because there is no other God besides him. He's the only one that we can call and he show up. He's the only one that we can find in the midst of all of our situations. He's the only one that we can count on. And then he tells us that he is a jealous God. He should have no other gods before him. My brothers and my sisters, we must realize who our God is. We must realize that it's not this stuff that we make more important because we have desires. We have aspirations. We want to do things with our lives. In doing that, we can't lose sight of who our Father is. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but apparently I'm talking to somebody because God has changed my message. Don't lose sight of who your God is. If you want to be blessed, keep God before you. If you want to receive what you desire, keep God before you. If you move God out of the way, you surely shall fall. And guess what? Just as fast as you receive it, you'll lose it just as fast. But if you go through God and let God show you how to get it, once you get it, God will put a hedge of protection around you where the enemy can't take what God has given to you. And that's the type of Father that we have. But we have to realize that he is that kind of Father. We can't take him for advantage. We can't use him when we want to. Sometimes we treat God just like we treat our own father. We don't talk to him until we want something. Don't even call him. Don't even consider him. Call mama every day. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Won't let her get off the phone. Gotta go see her. But daddy's sitting right there. And you barely talk to him until you find yourself in trouble. Till you find yourself in need. And God said, I am the type of father who wants to have a true relationship with you. I want to have an intimate relationship with you. I want you to be my very own. The Bible says that God gave us an option, well, not an option, but an opportunity to be part of his family. In this text, if you pay attention, you see that it says that for those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. One of the greatest things about Christianity is there's a doctrine of adoption. God says, I don't care who you are. I don't care who you've been with. I don't care what your age is. He said, I will take you into my family if you have faith. And he says, not only will I take you into my family if you have faith, he said, immediately I will give you all the rights and privileges of my very child who was born into my family. I will legally become responsible for you. I will legally become the one who has to care for you, who has to provide for you, who has to protect you, who has to keep you. I won't make you go through no extra stuff as soon as you say you believe in me. He said, I'll adopt you into my family, and I'll give you these things. He's asking, do you know who he really is? Do you know who God is? I must pose that question again, because when you watch us as Christians, we find ourselves in tough situations acting like the world. But God said, if you are my child, you got to know that I'm always with you. The word says, I will never forsake you, nor would I ever leave you. If God is your father, no matter where you find yourself, you got to remember that he's right there. Let me say that again, that he's right there with you. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how many people you have against you, God says, I'm standing with you. And he says, as a matter of fact, since I am your father, I would be the one to handle your situation. He said, I will actually tell you, move out the way. Anybody ever have a father like that? I have a brother like that who had to be my father because my father wasn't there. Anytime I had issues, if I called him, he would basically tell me, get back. I got it. There were times I had to call him and let him know, no, I got it, but I just need for you to know about it. But see, that's where God wants you to get to. He wants you to get to a place where you're mature, where you're strong, where you're powerful, where you can stand on your own. And when you call on him, you're not calling him to ask him to move everything. You're calling to ask him just to be beside you. Master, I know you've already given me everything I need to be what you called me to be strong, to be able to stand in the face of the wiles of the devil. You have given me those things. As I said to you earlier, if you want to honor your father, start talking like him. In order for you to do that, you got to get close to him. You got to have a real relationship. Don't just call him when you got problems. Call him when everything is good in your life. Call him and let him know I'm just checking up on you. You ought to get on your knees every night and call on God. Let him know, God, I don't have nothing to bring before you, but I do want to do this. I want to lay this world before you. I want to ask you to help this world because I know you got me, but I need for you to get them. Y'all don't hear me. You ought to start talking like them. You ought to start walking like them. You ought to start acting like your So when the world see you, they don't have to ask you, are you a Christian? They'll know you're a Christian. I'm going to give you a little funny story, then I'm going to go home. I remember when I was at Troy State, there was this girl who was sitting in front of me. She was really, really pretty. And I found myself wanting to impress her. But I know that my own rap was weak. You know, I've never had much of a rap. So I figured if I said something the way I would normally say it, she would be like, no, go on about your business. See you later. Peace out. So I came to this smooth rap that I've heard other people say. And she said, I thought you was a good boy. She said, I thought perhaps you were a Christian. I said, you know what? You just called me on my card. I was trying to be something that I was not because I wanted to impress you. And she said, if you wanted to impress me, all thing you had to do was just be yourself because I had already seen the goodness that was in you and I had already peeped who you were. We ought to want people to see us as God sees us. Resemble your daddy, which means you got to put yourself on the back burner. Stop acting out of selfishness. Stop acting out of emotions. And start acting out of how you know your father raised you to be. Give God a hand clap of praise. The doors of the church are now open, if there would be one. The time is now. The Bible says, find God while he can be found, for surely shall come a time when God cannot be found. God a hand clap of praise. Let us bow. Our Father God, we come to you to say thank you for being here with us. And we pray, Master, as we leave this place, that we'll go walking in the way that you will want us to walk. We will say the words that you have for us to say. We'll allow you to guide our footsteps. We'll follow in your will. Because if we do these things, we know that you will always be with us and that you will carry us through the week. We ask now that you keep us, that you watch over us, and that you protect us. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. And we ask that all the children of God are singing.